We couldn't be happier that you're with us today. Thank you, David.
Always the best-dressed man in the room, the former England football captain and legendary club player has been a UN Children's Fund Goodwill Ambassador for more than a decade now. He unveiled the new digital installation created by UNICEF and tech giant Google, which allows children across the world to deliver personal messages to world leaders via mobile and social media. It's a vital tool at this crucial time, he said.
Every child has a voice, but too often they are just not heard. At this crucial time, as world leaders are gathering here in New York, and thanks to this incredible installation, their voices will be heard. Children all share the same hope for a better future. With the world focused on the new global goals, there is a real opportunity to make that hope a reality.
The Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, was also on hand to look round the new installation, which resembles a forest of small but tall screens carrying powerful digital messages. He told the press conference that since the voices of youth have played a big part in shaping the Sustainable Development Goals for 2030, they needed to be central to the dialogue ahead.
All of us have a stake in the global goals, especially our young people. They will live tomorrow in a world that will be shaped by the actions we take together now.
It was fitting that the final voices heard at the launch were those of two young people, who spoke with passion about what the development goals meant to them. Standing next to Mr. Beckham, Noor Sami put her plea in the form of a poem.
When my brother goes to school, why can't I go too? When I drink from the river, where is my reflection? When you drag me from my bed in the middle of the night, can Teddy come with me?
The data displayed on the installation is drawn from a free SMS-based system called U-Report. UNICEF hopes that young people from around the world will take advantage of it and add their voices throughout the coming debate. Matthew Wells, United Nations, New York.